The following is paid for by Zachariah Brown and Bratkovich.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, the counselor is back in the building, and of course, Carl Zachariah is his name. They have offices in McKeesport, Cranberry, McMurray, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. But this number, one size fits all, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. And he's got a very special guest, actually two of them in studio, but one we're going to be focusing on in just a moment. But if you'd like to see this show actually stream live via video, go to the Metropolitan Window video screen, and you can do so by clicking on kdkradio.com and clicking on KDKA Watch. Counselor, good afternoon. Great to have you back.
Great to see you again, Rob. It's been a little while.
It has been.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking great, as always.
Thank you, sir, and it takes one to know one. So how are things going at this incredible law firm?
Hey, they're going fantastic. As you had announced, and I was actually going to point it out to you, but you already had it, we have Colleen Bratkovich as a named partner now. She's been with us for years, and she's fantastic.
Colleen's wonderful.
Yeah. Work with her. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And Zachariah Brown Bratkovich now.
And Florida's booming like a weed out of control. It's going fantastic.
And I'm following everything that you're doing via social media. And I knew yesterday you were bringing someone in the studio.
Yes,
so I'm going to let
yes.
you begin with that. But don't forget, if you have anything that has to do with, well, when it comes to elder law, they're the best in the business. You can pick up the phone, make the call, 724-942-6200. Normally, we focus on calls, but today, because of our guest in studio, a lot of information and ground to cover, so they are going to be focusing basically back and forth.
Yeah, and if anybody has a question they want to ask me, why don't you just send me an email, Carl, C-A-R-L, at Zach Brown Law, and that's Z-A-C-B-R-O-W-N-L-A-W. com. I'll get back to you later today or tomorrow.
And Patricia Hansen is here, and she is very passionate. She's an advocate for seniors, individuals with disabilities, and children with special needs. So let's get right to it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a big part of elder law is not just law. It's not just benefits and estate planning. It's a more of a holistic field, and it involves other areas. And one of the big ones is what kind of care, where do you get care, who can get to help you? And Patty has been around for
almost 15 years.
15 years now
year.
With her company, iCor. Patty, introduce yourself and tell us about iCor.
Hi, I'm Patty Hansen, and iCor of Western Pennsylvania tends to, there goes Carl's phone.
The spammer.
We focus on life care management. We will also act as a fiduciary as medical or financial power of attorney. And we have a team of nurses who are registered nurses, and our nurses, all of our nurses currently have been nurses for over 30 years. I'm a licensed counselor. We have a social worker. We have three financial advocate fiduciaries. And I also work with my husband, who's an attorney as well, but he doesn't practice law. He oversees our fiduciary services for our company. So care and elder law kind of integrate.
They're so
important.
Yeah.
And I haven't told you this yet, Carl, but in January, I sat down and I started writing a book on how we need to shift the paradigm and integrate. And you guys do a very good job, but a lot of, you know, attorneys that do estate and elder law planning, they tend to focus on doing the documents and setting up the financial areas. And then people have their financial advisors and trustees that they work with. And I think trusts are really important when it comes to.
You're right. It all goes together in one package.
Dignity and care are.
And I can tell you in law, it's like there's a way we do things. And people want to stand by these old habits and these standards they have doing things. But it doesn't really work that well in this field because it all goes together.
Absolutely. So the book that the first book that I have been writing, I started in January. It's with the editor now. I hope to have an early copy by the time we go to the Elder Law Convention in July.
In July, okay.
And but it's about, it's just shift the paradigm in the industry. And I get that I'm a local business, but I've really, the first 5 years of our work, I thought, wow, this work is really hard. And when it's really hard and I feel overwhelmed, although I'm creating and doing great things in the lives of our clients, I can think that I'm failing.
Let me, I got to get a break in here. We have to get a U.S. Open update in here from Oakmont with Jeff Hathlin. Then we're going to come back, and Patty and Carl have a lot of stuff they want to talk about and explain what they do. So I hope you'll stay with us. But again, tell folks the best way to find out what you're doing at the law firm.
Zachariah Brown and Brackovich. We are at 724-942-6200. ZachBrownLaw.com is where you go to find out. And by the way, we are hiring. We need a new lawyer. Somebody who maybe knows elder law, estate planning, probate, or is interested in those, or even if you're a newer lawyer, if you're outgoing, good with people, and compassionate, go to our website. We are hiring. So go there if you're at all interested.
And it could be an adventure that could last a lifetime, because they are truly the best at what they do, especially helping people dealing with all of the issues that have to do with elder law, and helping them is exactly what Patty Hansen does too. So please stay with us. Lots more to come. Here again is that phone number, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, ZachBrownLaw.com, McKeesport, Cranberry, McMurray, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. Back with more in a moment on KDKA.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, let's get right back to Carl and Patty for more of this information right now. Go ahead, Carl.
So everybody, this is how things happen in our office all the time. Somebody falls, something occurs, a loved one falls, or they're in the hospital. They say, we don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn to. We don't know anything about where to go to for help. And I can tell you the where place to go to for help is Patty Hansen, right?
Aw, thank you.
Well, no, it is. Because you do all these things.
We do great. We do.
Tell people a little bit more about what you do.
We create miracles. What I do see is 80% of our clients come to us in crisis. Mm-hmm. And they've had a fall, a family member lives at a distance, they don't know how to handle it, they're a single person that never married, or their spouse has died, and they're kind of struggling to hold it together. And the 80% of our referrals come from people, they come to us in crisis, and we go in and we figure out what's going on with them in a medical way, psychosocial, where are they cognitively, what are their social
safety.
Supports. What are their social supports, and are there any mental health concerns? And then we look at the environment. Is the environment they're living in supporting their well-being? Is there, if they are living at home and they want to stay at home, is the home safe? Can we add technology? Can we modify it to make it better? And then we also look at financial. Do they need a power of attorney? Do they have that medical and financial? And one of the things that I think that caused crisis in the life, or that I know caused crisis, that's kept me up at night for 15 years, is that people don't, people make emotional decisions about their long-term care and aging. And I think what matters a lot is to not just to envision how your family did it or what you know, because you're really operating from a really small point of view. And people say, but I want to stay home. And then, but their pocketbook doesn't match their vision. And then they you know, everything falls apart and so much dignity is lost by not navigating the systems of care. Because when you go into the hospital is looking to send you, to discharge you and send you on to the next level. And their goal is to open that bed. And if you, and the next level of care that you go after that, there's two types. There's acute rehab and there's skilled rehab. And if I'm working with you and you're in the hospital and I think that you can do 3 hours of therapy a day, I want you to go to acute rehab, which is Encompass. A lot of hospitals have acute rehab floors on them where you get, it's not consecutive, but you get 3 hours of therapy a day, and Medicare covers that.
And how many of you people out there listening know these things? You don't know it until it hits you, and now you're in crisis, and now what do we do?
And
Patty has the answers.
That's, and then you get sent to whatever nursing home has the first bed. And there's ways that you can challenge the discharge and buy a couple more days. And that's kind of what we do. I mean, and I see so much dignity being lost by older individuals by not, by just moving through that process based on what happens and based on the circumstances. And to me, that's really sad. And then a lot of seniors make the emotional choice to not go to the rehab afterwards. They just want to go
home. And it might be, sometimes it might be far away.
And sometimes, like, acute rehab is far away, like, for a lot of people. But after people are in the hospital, they think that going to rehab or a nursing home, skilled rehab, which is often done in a nursing home, that they're going to lose all their dignity and they're not going to have a way to go back home. So then they go home from the hospital. Yeah. They go against medical orders, and they, and within 2 to 3 days, they're back in the hospital. Like, we've had plenty of people that get into their rising chairs and think that they're going to be fine. And then they don't get out of that chair for 2 or 3 days and they go to the bathroom on themselves. And it's really a crisis. And they end up back in the hospital and less strong than they would be.
You know what we have to stress here a few times? The name of your company, your website, and your phone number.
Okay. So the name of our company is iCorps of Western Pennsylvania. And our website is ikorofwpa.com. And you know what? I don't know our phone number. I'm going to have to look it up.
I'll tell you an easy way to remember iCorps. For those of you that are old enough to remember MASH, Colonel Potter saying, "Get iCorps on the phone." Remember that?
I happen to have your number if you want me to give
you
number.
Oh, good. Yeah, you can give our number.
I'm not just a pretty face. I'm actually working over here. Yeah. Want to be the wrong number. 855-456-7972.
Well, and the 855 is a toll-free number, and everything else says iCorps WPA.
Right.
Is how that spells out. So, .com. Thank you for taking care of me.
There's a method to my madness, because I'm going to need your care, I'm sure, sooner than later.
Oh, right. Well, I'd be happy to help.
Well, here's the thing. I am single, okay? And there was a time I could leap tall buildings in a single bound. But I now know, being 68, those buildings have gotten taller. So you need an advocate. You need somebody to help you maneuver through life, because kids, it's not as it was when we were growing up. They were there at your beck and call. They have their own lives. They live out of state.
Absolutely.
Raising their own families, dealing with what they're dealing with. So that's where you come in.
Absolutely. And 68 in my world is young.
Thank you.
And I recommend at 68 that you kind of sit down with someone like me. So I told you about the first book for lawyers about shifting the paradigm. And I have created a workbook and a seminar that's also with the editor. It's called Planning for Dignity. Mm-hmm. Because we all have these unconscious thoughts and opinions about aging, but we haven't really thought about them. So this book walks you through getting in touch with your unconscious, understanding what aging looks like, and healthcare, transportation, will I be able to pay my bills, how to plan for that. So you're, when you're young and able-bodied and cognitive, you're making decisions based on some facts here. And then we go into, at the seminar, also gathering the stuff that your lawyer and financial advisor gather, mm-hmm. which is your finances and what your vision for aging is.
Well, let me tell you, this law firm has done wonders for me. That's off the plate now. There are no more worries when it comes to that. But I must tell you, and I'm curious, do a lot of people like me one day go, oh my, I am that age. I never thought about this, Patty, honestly, until like the last year, year and a half. And obviously putting stuff together with the law firm made me kind of realize where I'm at as far as the stage of my life. But it was that moment when you're looking in the mirror and you're like, I'm here.
I don't think you're here yet, but the planning that you do now at 68 is going to keep you from becoming the crisis that comes to me when you're in your late 70s, early 80s. That's when most of the calls to me come in.
So prepare.
So you need to really think about what your unconscious thoughts are, what your finances are, what is your long-term vision, is your home safe, all of those, you know, who's making decisions for you, who's going to care for you. If you want to age at home, then that means long-term care, you know, paying for home care. And does your vision to stay at home mm-hmm. with a caregiver really match your pocketbook long-term?
All right, really good stuff. And this is why your law firm is the best in the business. You have these partnerships that are just absolutely amazing.
We sure do.
All
yeah.
right, let me take a break here. We'll come back. Carl here, Patty is here. You can reach the law firm at 724-942-6200. That's 724-942-6200. This show is actually streaming live on the Metropolitan Window video screen. You can go to kdkradio.com and click on KDK Watch. Carl, Patty, and me back with more in a moment. Rob Taylor, 3 minutes away with a news update at 12:30 on KDKA.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The following is paid for by Zachariah Brown and Bratkovich.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I-Corps of Western Pennsylvania, Patty Hansen is here, Carl Zachariah. Their law firm number 724-942-6200. And again, it's I-Corps, I-K-O-R-O, FWPA.com. Best way to log in and figure out what you need. They can get it done. Go ahead, Carl.
Hi, Rob. Again, Patty, thank you very much. I want to make an announcement that we have on September 26th, we have our annual Learn, Care, Share event. Your Patty's been there since the day one. How many years ago has that been now?
I don't remember.
I don't know, but it's, why don't you tell everybody about our event instead of me?
Yeah, no, it's a great place for caregivers to come and meet vendors and people who do our types of services in senior care, home care. Home care's there, different medical.
Yeah, if you have older loved ones or you are an older one and you want to know what exactly is there out there in terms of services and products and things that might help me and I should be prepared and learn more, that's where you come.
Yep, absolutely.
Is it in the morning, September 26th? I know it's there's a lot of presentations, and I know that people had various types of food, which I'm always focused on the food.
Oh, no, issue, I know. I love the food, too. We're foodies in my family, too. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great event. It's lots of fun. You should definitely come. You can talk to all of the attorneys from Carl's office are there. I'll be there, and a lot of our good friends in the aging and senior care industry.
Maybe we should have your daughter. We have a third person here. Why don't you just say something? Say hello to the public, or tell something about what you know about ICOR or something.
Hello, everyone.
Your name?
My name's Annalise Hansen. I'm Patty's daughter. My parents have worked at ICOR for most of my life.
It. Yeah, so, since you were 5 years old.
And just grew up like going to the office after school and
doing her homework in the conference room. Yeah. And
you're going to Penn State?
Yeah.
What are you studying?
I'm studying broadcast journalism.
There you go.
And I'm a rising third year.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Good. So, yeah, Annalise came along with me today to just kind
of. I just wanted to get her on the air just so she would.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's become bold, you know. More bold.
Yeah. She is bold.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good.
So, yeah. So, on the break, we've been talking an awful lot about different, about aging and the things that we've seen.
Yeah, it's just such a thing. You know, I tell you what, if you could open a place down in Florida, maybe there is one down, I'm sure they are down there, but there's so many older people and they are down there. They're snowbird, they're residents of Florida. They've moved there and their kids are elsewhere. They're up here and they're like over in our Naples office. There's like, they're all from Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and all their kids are up north and they're down there and their kids come down. They said, we have a nightmare on our hands. I had no idea that mom was that bad.
It's so hard. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, you're leading me into something that I haven't told you. I haven't really told a whole lot of people. So
you're going to tell everybody now. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So actually, probably 3 or 4 years ago, I really started to notice all the holes in the systems of care. And I created 7 programs that kind of helped to. Because people use us as the fire department in most cases. And the loss of dignity that I see makes me want to be the smoke detector. And so I created 7 programs that have evolved over time. And that's what led me to putting all of this in books. So I talked about Bridging the Gap for Lawyers and the Planning for Dignity workbook and seminars that we're going to be starting in the future. The third book is written for individuals and families called The Dignity Guide, but it's all under this umbrella of our local company currently that I hope to take national someday if I can make that happen, called Solutions for Dignity.
Yeah.
And the programs, 3 of the programs are to support fiduciaries, lawyers, financial advisors, and elder law attorneys and trustees. Sorry, that didn't come to me. The other 3 of the programs are also for individuals and families in the areas that are missing. There's just so many gaps in senior care that cause people to go into crisis. And I hope that through these programs, I can help shift thought processes and plug some of the holes that I've been seeing for the last 15 years.
Here's what I see a lot.
It devastates me.
I see people that are their loved ones in a hospital, and the hospital discharges them to a facility. They don't know the first thing about skilled care versus acute care. They don't have a clue. They just do. They just kind of flow with the waters or get thrown with the wind.
And even when people go to assisted living. So they go from skilled or acute care to assisted living. Sometimes it's for a respite stay, and sometimes it's, you know, it ends up being long term. And the kids are in for the week or 2 weeks, and they get them out of the nursing home, and then they dump them off in an assisted living, and they're using the furniture from the assisted living. There's no personal items there. They've boxed up some things. Often the elderly person doesn't have the executive functioning to, like, put things away and organize their room, and it just creates a horrible transition.
But when you have an experienced, educated advocate who knows when they're being BS'd,
absolutely,
or being given the short shrift, if that's a phrase, on something, they don't know what the options are, so they kind of just go with it. It's great to have somebody, an advocate, who says, no, 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 she's not going to that place. No, no, no. I don't care if they have an available bed. There's a reason they have an available bed.
Absolutely.
Next option. That's not one. Well, yeah, and you know those things.
One of the things that I always say, the most dangerous people in the world are the people who don't know what they don't know. And there's so much in this aging care industry that we just don't know. And when we're moving someone to an assisted living, we're getting their favorite chair from home. We're getting the things from home that matter to them. And I'm making sure that there's a matching shower curtain and pillows, and that the room gets set up. And when they come there, it's fresh flowers and their favorite foods in the refrigerator, and to make that transition go well. And then we send our social worker out and our nurse out, and the nurse kind of coordinates and manages the care. The social worker makes sure they're attending activities and they're making friends. And after people dig their heels in about not wanting to go to assisted living and wanting to stay home, after 2 months, they say to me, "Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad I came here."
I second, third, and fourth that. I've heard that so many times. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go. And then they said, my biggest complaint is I didn't do it 6 months ago.
Oh,
I was so lonely. I was so lonely at home.
Absolutely.
Now I have friends. We do things. Really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that people fear it. And honestly, let me tell you, the care facilities and the assisted livings and the CCRCs out there, they're not your grandma's nursing home. They are resorts. It is like going on a cruise ship or going to a resort.
Maybe I could get like an all-inclusive at one of these places.
Oh, I will show. I have about six of them that are all-inclusive that you would be so happy at. I'm ready to move in now. I have
and
a
Rob, I tell you, the women would be after you.
Oh my gosh. The women, men in these assisted livings, they get so much attention.
All right, so let's go to a break. You can give me some numbers.
Okay.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. We got that U.S. Open update report with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, who is spending the weekend at Oakmont Country Club. I'll be at Oakmont Bakery tomorrow with Mark and Tony. We're going to broadcast beginning at 11 until 1 with the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Michael Bartley coming up. He will be there in an hour. So we're all in on Oakmont all weekend long. But here's how you can get a hold of the law firm, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, McKeesport, Cranberry, McMurray, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. All right, 1243, quick break. Jeff's up next with that report from the U.S. Open.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
You know, Carl, I think you've done this before. You're really good at this. This is a great...
I learned from the master, Rob.
But this is such an informative show. This is the reason why I haven't retired. Because I love doing this stuff, because this is helping somebody right now. And that's a good thing.
I hope so, yeah.
I'm sitting there listening to Patty. I'm thinking, God, if I could get her down to Florida, because it is so prevalent down there. Everybody's down there. The older people are down there, and their kids are all somewhere else.
How tough is it? Patty Hansen, I-Corps, Western Pennsylvania. How tough is it for someone to make the first step?
You know what? This work is really... this. Like, I think that everyone needs to make the first step, because it is much tougher to navigate through a crisis. Crises are so expensive for me to come in and clean up, because, you know, it's just for us, it's so much heavy lifting. And with heavy lifting, we have to charge a lot in order to kind of stay in business.
Yeah.
If you work with someone like Carl and you pre-plan and you really learn your vision for aging and the unconscious parts of it, and you say, like, one of my things, some of the things that I see happen all the time is people have long-term care insurance and they want to save it until they go to skilled care. Carl and his team can get skilled care for you by applying for Medicaid to get the care that you need, and I can help get you in a good place.
Yeah.
Carl, this is for you, and I'm glad you brought that up. And you've been on speed dial. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to bring you on my show, but I just have always had something that comes up or what have you, but it's really important. What's the latest on Medicaid right now? People coming up to me on the street constantly, am I going to lose my Medicaid? Talk to those people. What's going to happen? What do you think?
Well, what I think that the Medicaid they're talking about cutting is community Medicaid, or for those people, not for long-term care.
Okay.
It's the Medicaid for the people that are on SSI, or Social Security Disability, or not working, who could maybe work. And that's what I think that whole push is for. You need to work to keep this.
This is what he just did, Patty. He completely put my mind at ease, because now I know it's not for that nursing home or assisted living.
I can't even imagine. There's not enough nursing homes right now.
Yeah.
Nursing
homes, I mean, they were tough before COVID, but they're so tough now. In a skilled facility today, you really need an advocate, because...
But that money, as you said, that money is going to stay. It's the other things that people need to be thinking.
In my opinion, what they're talking about is that they want people to not be on the welfare rolls in Medicaid. They want them to work. If there's a job you can do, you need to do that job to get Medicaid. But if you're in a nursing home, obviously you can't really do much of anything.
Another fallacy that people believe, they believe that their Medicare or Medicaid will pay for assisted living.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Assisted living, you really have to have money out of pocket. And living at home with 24-hour care costs about $25,000 a month right now. So if you don't have $25,000 a month, and yeah, you can find someone like a babysitter that you hire for your kids that might be a little less than what you pay through an agency. But then those people, I see so much undue influence. I have a client now that had $650,000 taken of her assets from someone that she made power of attorney that moved in with her that she thought was her friend. Things I see, you asked me a little while ago why I'm so passionate. It's because the things that I see just make me so sad and keep me up at night, with people not planning for dignity and not, you know, just not knowing what they don't know.
There's a legal aspect to that, to people hiring under the table too, and not using an agency.
Oh, there's so much.
And that's, if that person gets hurt, you got a workers' comp problem. They don't work for me. Yes, they do.
Right now, we have a woman that was paying under the table, a client that for 24-hour care, and the daughter just got so overwhelmed with managing it. And we've created caregiver agreements. We put them on a payroll system. We created a manual. We're managing scheduling. We've given them the systems to kind of manage the long-term care of this beautiful woman who has money, who has the assets to live at home. But the people who don't have the assets to live at home long-term, Carl and his team can plan, get them eligible for Medicaid, or set up a trust so that money's protected. There are so many opportunities legally to get dignity and long-term care if you plan in advance. But if you don't plan in advance, you're headed toward the 80% of the clients that come to me. Their homes are in shambles. They don't have the same value in their home when this happens. They haven't gotten their strength back. They're not able to care for themselves. Like, I went to a woman, I went to a home, and there was a hole in the room, in the family room where she was sitting watching TV. There were electrical problems. The house was hoarded all the way to the ceiling. There were dirty dishes. And it was because, she was still driving, and she still had some cognitive abilities, but she had lost a lot of executive functioning that's required. And they're just really sad situations. And if I could help people prevent a lot of this.
But see, here's what else I've learned. Even if people have the wherewithal and the money, instead of really going through the process of filtering who's right and who's wrong, they just sign checks and just keep giving. And that's not the right thing to do either.
That's a problem too. Yeah. When those people have the money.
Right.
There's a lot of financial abuse going on in this world.
Oh.
They got this sweet girl, sweet guy. They're taking care of mom, taking care of dad, and they're siphoning money from them. The kids find out later on, they've been paying them. They've been stealing their money, stealing their jewelry, having them write them out checks for $10,000 for it's horrible. I could write a book.
That's why I'm writing my books. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I will have you back when that book is published.
Oh,
yes,
thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure Carl will have you back too. But look, somebody's got to take care of people. I mean, even if they have money, so be it. It makes them no different than the person that doesn't. Everybody needs some sort of advocate. So that's why they should be getting in touch with you or going to Carl and his law firm first, and he will hook them up with you. I mean, somebody needs somebody out there standing up for people.
Well, you know, I share this analogy all the time. The first 5 years, the work was really hard because you just have this major learning curve in this type of work. And we were doing great work for our clients, but I would lay in bed and think, oh my God, I'm failing. How can I not fail? And then the second 5 years, I really recognized that I'm not failing. The system's really broken. And then the third—
Why is it broken though?
Well, it's overloaded. All disjointed, and it's overloaded, and it's harder since COVID, and you know, insurance pays for some things, but it doesn't pay for other things. Like, you know, we have Medicaid for long-term skilled care, but assisted living's not covered. So we really do have to protect and plan for aging and dignity. And then the third 5 years, I started creating the Solutions for Dignity programs. And this year, I started the first book for attorneys, and then attorneys and financial advisors and trustees. And as I was writing that book, I thought, oh, I really have to like get something out for individuals and families.
All right, listen, Zachariah Brown Brakovich, of course, ZachBrownLaw.com. And if you want to get a hold of them, they're in McKeesport, Cranberry, McMurray, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Carl, you got the final minute, all yours.
Well, again, on September 26th, we're going to have our great Learn, Care, Share event. Go to our website for this. The other thing I want to mention again is we are hiring. We're looking for an elder law, estate planning type attorney. Yeah, experience is great, but not necessarily the most important thing. If you are compassionate, care about people, have a little bit of maybe social worker in you, and would enjoy this type of law, we could certainly help you learn the system. There's a lot to learn, but we are hiring. So if you're interested, if you're a lawyer or about to become a lawyer, and you're interested, go to our website, and the information is posted up there. The job posting is there. Submit your resume, and we're looking to hire right away.
That was really a beautiful. When I was planning to go back to graduate school, my husband said, maybe you should be a lawyer. And I was like, no, but I didn't know about elder law then, or I might have gone that path.
ZachBrownLaw.com, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Carl, great seeing you. Thanks.
Good to see you, Rob. Thank you.
Patty, thanks.
Thank you.
And good luck to your young daughter in this.
Thanks.
She'll take my job someday. All right. News coming up next. Hey, have a great rest of your day. Don't forget, bright and early tomorrow morning, right after CBS Radio News at 5 a.m., your Pratt Pack back in business.
The proceeding was paid for by Zachariah Brown and Bratkovich. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.